Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Zernian Show. Today, we are going to talk about, and also welcome to Blog Talk. Today, we're going to talk about relationships. Relationships made easy. Yeah, right. There's no such thing as relationships made easy, and I guess you probably laughed when you actually read this. Because, again, it just doesn't exist. Relationships are hard. Why are they hard? Because we make them hard. Why do we make them hard? Because most of us lack the ability to communicate correctly and effectively. And why is that? Well, there's several reasons, all right? You can read that book, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. Actually a very good book, and it actually hits some really good points. Or you can just chalk it up as to the fact that we all have insecurities and we all have inconsistencies, or should I say our consistency of inconsistencies are a bit too consistent. But anyway, if you are looking to try to improve your overall relationships, and when we're talking about relationships today, we're talking about relationships with your family. We're talking about relationships with men and women, or significant others. We're talking about how the sexes have a tendency to see things. Not saying that either sex is right or either sex is wrong, but the fact that because of our differences and our similarities, we have a tendency to miscommunicate our messages. Now, part of that, I think, is learning. I think a lot of our parents didn't communicate, if our parents were even together when we were growing up. You know, if you were lucky enough to have parents that were together when they were growing up, were those parents actually communicating? You know, most men are like, listen, you know, grunt, grunt, let's do the work, let's get it done. Most women are actually looking at things in a little bit more of a inclusive environment, as in they're taking in more things, to where men, we are more of the mindset, as to somebody once said, men are like waffle squares. And when we're working and we're in our particular waffle square, I can't remember the young lady that actually quoted it, where I heard it from, but she said when a man is in his waffle square, that's where he is. That's where his heart is. That's where his mind is. That's where his soul is. And her comment was that women are more like syrup. They're all over the place. They're a lot better at multitasking. You know, they're a lot better at handling multiple things. And the analogy that the young lady used was she said that, you know, a woman may be talking to you about one thing and then might be thinking about the fact that, you know, her son's got a baseball game at 3 and she needs to do this. And, you know, her daughter's got Girl Scouts and she needs to get ready for the Girl Scouts. And by the way, she's also supposed to be meeting her husband for lunch or what have you. So she was, you know, saying some very valid things in the sense that women are very good at multitasking, where not that men can't multitask, but men have a tendency to stay on a particular subject. You know, she also used another analogy that I thought was very good. She said, with a woman, it's about the story. With a man, it's about the headline. And that's kind of true. You know, most men don't really care. We want the meat and potatoes. We want to know what's going on, what do we need to do, what our action items are. We don't usually lean towards the bonding side of it or the true understanding of why. Most men don't care why. Why is not something that enters our mindset. What enters our mindset is that we need to do 1, 2, 3, and 4, A, B, and C. Once that's done, we move on, which is difficult. I'll have to definitely admit that I am definitely a violator of that particular premise. I try to listen, but every time for me, when I hear a pause, and again, I'm just talking about me, when I hear a pause, I assume that you're finished speaking, not realizing that that pause isn't a pause saying, okay, you know, you can actually speak, but it's more of the person's just taking a breath. So they're really not taking a pause at all. And again, as I've said many times, my Blog Talk listeners, I am definitely a work in progress. But through these shows and through, you know, reading and trying to find my own way, I'm assuming that I'll eventually get better at it and get a better understanding. But anyway, communications. Communications is the communication between two people, sharing information. Now, what a lot of people don't seem to understand is that it's not only what you say, it's how you say it. It's not only what you say and how you say, but it's also the way that you actually get that point across. And sometimes that point is made more in your actions, facial expressions, mannerisms, hand movements, body gestures, than it actually is in the actual verbal word or the written word. Now, everybody does know that 90% of our communication is more through visual than it is through words. Most people, what was it? There was a saying, what you are is speaking so loud, I can't hear what you're saying. Very, very valid point. Ladies, you're talking to your husband. Your husband's talking to you. He tells you one, two, and three. He rolls his eyes, be it he's conscious of it or not. Did you get a message? You're darn tooting, you got a message. You got a message that he's aggravated or that this you're getting on his nerves or what have you. However, here's the disconnect. What if he really wasn't rolling his eyes at you, or you weren't rolling your eyes at him, you were rolling your eyes about something else that came into your mind at that time? Perfect. Is your particular conversation moving forward going to be positive or negative? It is probably going to be negative. Ladies, we are all subject, and men, we are all subject to our environment. We're all subject to the things that we've experienced, and we draw all of our conclusions from those things, those events. Please understand that your significant other, be it male or female, is a different individual. They are not your mother. They are not your father. They are not your grandfather. They are not your uncle. They are not your great aunt Pat or your great uncle Bob or what have you. They are individuals living and dealing with their own issues, their own demons, and their own past. You cannot take your information and put that label on another individual. You're setting yourself up for failure. And I'm assuming that everybody listening would like to set themselves up for success. Mind you, in most cases, that's not what I see out of most people, and sometimes not even out of myself. But for the most part, most people do not put things in the proper context. We make more out of it than it needs to be. Well, one of the things that we all need to do is we need to remember, and we need to remember on a regular basis, that the past is the past. You cannot change it. You cannot alter it. Whatever has been, has been. Whatever has happened, has happened. And unless you learn to let go of those particular things, unless you learn to release those demons, and I don't mean release those demons into your relationship, your communication, or your understanding of your ways of communication, but unless you learn how to release those demons from your relationship, especially demons that don't really exist, you're setting yourself up to fail. You know, if the average person could just let go of the stuff that's happened in the past, not only the past before you, but the past with you. You know, do you really love this person? Because if you really love this person and you really like this person, then in order for you to have a conversation with them, you can't bring up something that happened a week ago, a month ago, a year ago, 20 years ago. That's the past, all right? It's just like if you eat, whatever you ate a month ago will not nourish your body today. You know, if you went on a trip, you can have the memory of that trip, but the memory of that trip is usually not as good as actually taking that trip or going on that particular journey. You know, we need to keep the past in the past and understand that once we've put the past in the past, that's where we need to leave it. Now, mind you, that past needs to come up when we're looking at trying to, let's say, stay alive. That past needs to come up when we're thinking of something that someone said that is going to help us move forward. But that negative impression, that negative sentiment that may have gone with something that happened in the past, especially with your significant other, needs to be let go. You need to release it. You need to move on. Because let me explain something to you, and if you don't understand it or not, if you love that person and you like that person, then you probably want to be with that person. So if you really do want to be with that person, why would you self-sabotage a relationship that might be a perfect and beautiful relationship and end up in something like, let's say, a divorce court, all right, or separation, or, you know, other things that are going to be detrimental to your being able to grow and mature and develop with this person? So we need to let the past go. If we can't let the past go, then we need to basically just call it a day. You need to move on, because you're going to constantly go into that vicious cycle, that vicious circle, where as soon as they do something, you're already ready to come back with a comeback because they've done this, 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 and this. Also, when you're reactive like that, ladies and gentlemen, what happens is that you start to put up walls that you don't see. And then when you want to communicate, when you want to share something with that individual now is going to be even more likely to hold back. Again, the past is the past. The present is the present. You're either going to live in the past, which, as we said a little while ago, just by giving the example of food, will not nurture you, will not grow you, will not develop you, and will not serve you, or you can look at the future. There is a saying that I have on my phone, and I have it on a bunch of other different things. It's on my websites. It's on a bunch of different things, and it talks about yesterday is history. Yes, yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. But today is a gift. That's why they call it the present. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to live in the present and understand that by living the best present that we could possibly live, the mystery of the future will be bright and the present that we live in will be a great thing. It'll be something that you look forward to. But if you try to live in the past, you're not going to get anything, because the past is just that. It's not the now. It's not what's happening in front of you. So with that said, you know, the whole conversation today is about relationship. And part of relationship, again, is communication. Communication is two people talking and talking about the same things at the same time. Understanding that you're going to get distracted. Understanding that things are going to come up. But being able to take that information, move forward, and do the things that you need to do so that you can grow, develop, mature, and do all of those things together. You're out and about. You're taking a walk. Well, while you're taking a walk, because you see a dog peeing on a tree, that is not your sign to go off on some tangent about something that has nothing to do with it, or to take something out of context and then take a perfectly beautiful joining, you know, or walk, and turn that walk into an argument or into something else. Again, what your mother did, your father did, your brother did, your sister did, has absolutely nothing to do with you or your friends have done. I tell married couples, couples that are just getting married, I give them one piece of advice. And that one piece of advice is that if the person that you're talking to that's giving you advice about marriage or about relationships or about communication is not happily married and can't communicate, and very few people can, please understand that, then they shouldn't be giving you advice. Why? Because they haven't succeeded at sharing useful information. And if they're succeeding at giving you useful information, they're probably not following it themselves. So how useful is that information? That information probably isn't very useful at all. So I tell soon-to-be-married couples all the time, if somebody wants to give you advice, I don't care who they are, your mother, your sister, your brother, and that same list of names or titles I said before, then you should just walk away from them. You should tell them, listen, when you've got this down, come back and give me some advice. Until you've got this down, I'm going to pass on your advice. Why am I going to pass on your advice? Because you're not doing it yourself. You're not living that existence, that life that you're trying to tell me about. You know, you're not happy not only in your own skin, but in your own relationship. So how in creation could you possibly give me information that's going to be useful to me and help me to be able to do with your information what you're not able to do and you're living it? It's a part of you. Ladies and gentlemen, there's going to be, we all live in a time of seasons, all right? There's going to be spring, there's going to be summer, there's going to be fall, there's going to be winter. And that wasn't in the right order, but it doesn't really matter. Those seasons are going to happen. And those same seasons are something that's going to take place in your relationships. Those same seasons are going to take place in your relationship. you know, and you need to prepare for them. You need to prepare for them by having trust, love, and all of those things up front. A relationship is more than a physical thing. You know, I was reading some lady put a thing out on Facebook, and of course I'm not going to say it correctly, but she said, you know, a friend is a lover. A friend is a lover, a friend is a friend, and a friend is somebody that you share your bed with, but a real partner is what you want. You know, she's like, you want a partner. You want somebody that you can walk down the street with and have no fear. And I don't mean just have no fear of physical violence, but have no fear of mental violence. Understand that that person doesn't mean you harm. That person means you much wealth and much well. Okay? I think we need to stop being so defensive in what we do and how we do things. We need to stop prejudging people and assuming that because we saw something on Oprah, and Oprah doesn't really do those anymore, but we saw something on Oprah, then that's the guideline of our lives, you know, that that's what we need to do. On one of the pictures that are scrolling on the site, there's a picture of a heart being caught by three people. Okay, usually it's four people, but it's being caught by three people. That is the fragile heart. But the fragile heart is only as fragile as the person who owns it, the person who makes it a fragile heart. Everybody's heart, everybody's spirit is strong. It's your experiences that you've allowed to let you become weak and let it become weak that you're letting guide you. We are all capable of great things. I mean, a mother will take on a mountain lion if her child is at risk. You know, a 90-something-year-old person or 98-pound woman will lift a car if that car is underneath her child. That means that we all have great power and great strength within us, not only physically but spiritually, mentally, and in all facets. Ladies and gentlemen, I know that there's a lot of people out there that say they love their significant other. Well, love is a very important thing. I would agree. I think love is a very important thing. However, I think that there's something that's more important than love. And what's more important than love to me, not saying that love's not important, is like. Do you like the person that you lay next to? Do you like the person that you call your significant other? Do you like that person? Because if you like that person, love can grow from like. All right? But like doesn't necessarily grow from love. So that's the first thing we need to look at. One, we need to communicate. Two, we need to throw out the negative thoughts. And we need to make it so that the glue that we have within us is the glue that we share all the time. You know, in the write-up, I talk about a master carpenter or a master woodworker. And if you ever really look at a quality job, you look at a piece of furniture that's made out of woodworking that's really quality, you'll notice that it's more sturdy than the stuff that you see that's manufactured, you know, by automated tools. You know, it's more care put into it. It's got more substance to it, more weight, all of the above. Well, one of the things that that furniture always has is even though there's nails and screws and bolts and rivets and hinges and, you know, different types of hinges and all of that on there, the one thing that that woodworker always does when he puts those pieces of wood together is he adds dabs of wood glue. And that wood glue helps to reinforce those bonds that he's created. We need to do the same thing with ourselves. We need to take the glue that we have and apply it appropriately so that apply it, one, and then apply it appropriately so that, one, we're not wasting, but we're using just enough. A little bit more won't hurt you, but just enough so that we can create those bonds, so that we can grow and develop and mature and become the people that we want to be. You know, we want to keep our relationships afloat. We want to develop, you know, a sturdy ship, you know, one that we have no problem walking into. You know, I tell some of my students, you know, that you need to have a strong foundation, because if you have a multi-million-dollar house built on a $10,000 foundation, then guess what? How much your house is worth? Your house is worth $10,000. It's not worth the multi-millions that you've paid for it. Why? Because your house is on a deck of cards. It's not stable. And with relationships, a lot of times we need to work on us. We need to get a clear and concise idea of what we want, and we need to share that information. we need to stop talking with sarcasm and start actually speaking our truth. That's one of the problems with a lot of us. We don't speak our truth. You know, instead of us saying, hey, could somebody take care of this, or I wish sometimes somebody would take care of this, you know, excuse me, that's what we do say. That's the sarcasm part. We don't say what we mean. We say something to get a response, and that response is usually a negative response. Perfect example, if you want somebody to put toner in the machine, then how about this? Ladies and gentlemen, if you're the last person to use the fax machine or whatever, could you please replace the toner cartridge? Not the smart aleck unnecessary term. Also, people, we need to stop thinking that somebody's giving us a negative or disparaging comment when they really aren't. They may be just making a statement. We need to stop adding things to what's going on. Our self-talk is one of our worst enemies. Our self-talk is what puts us in a bad way to go because we're assuming something and we're not asking. We're not finding clarification. We're not doing what we need to do to verify if this information is good or this information is bad or this information is truthful. I mean, I know that many of us have stressed over something that never happened. You know, we're so stressed that this and this is going to happen and we need to do this and we need to do that. And then in the end, that thing never happens. And what do? We wasted our time. How many times have you, the listeners today, worried about something that never happened, wasn't even an option to happen, but you were so worried about it that it freaking obsessed you? It took part of your life. It took control of what you were trying to do. Again, that same damaging, negative mindset plays into your relationships. It plays into your workplace. It plays into your play pace. It plays into your church. It plays into your job. It plays into everything that you do. We need to start seeing things as they are and not as we perceive them to be, because as we perceive them to be, sometimes that's clouded. Sometimes that view that we're looking at isn't real. You know, I've said this once before. Ladies and gentlemen, if your particular significant other is a bum, guess what? They're a bum. If they're not a bum, they're not a bum. We need to see things as they are and stop trying to see things as we want them to be. Now, if we're talking about positive reinforcement of thinking, then yes, you need to see things in the future as if they really happened. But if you're in a situation where the future is never going to happen, or the future is something that you're not willing to actually work for, develop, and put in the time and the energy to make it come to fruition, then guess what? It's not going to happen. And you can't change a person. Only a person can change themselves. Again, you can lead a horse to water, but you cannot make him drink. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to realize that. And we need to realize that in order for someone to change, they have to want to change. And in order for them to want to change, they have to have the desire and then follow that desire up with the appropriate action to create that change. If they are not willing to create that change, then maybe you need to move on. Stop throwing good time after bad. The most non-negotiable quality that you have, or entity or thing that you have, is time. First off, you don't have any time. Whatever you have as far as time goes is finite. You cannot get back near a second that you waste. So we need to start doing things that are going to get us where we need to get as fast as possible. But we need to enjoy that. I'm not saying to run through life like it's a race. What I'm saying is make sure that every minute is a quality minute. And if you waste a minute, just take it as that minute's lost, move on, and do the next thing that you need to do to get you where you're going to get. Sometimes I talk about going down the road of life. Sometimes you need to go fast. Sometimes you need to go slow. Sometimes you need to take a step back because you didn't really see what was going on, or what you thought you saw wasn't what you saw. We need to look at life with an open mind, an open heart. We need to look at our lives with an open mind, an open heart, and understand that there's nothing that we can't do if we're willing to do what's necessary to get us from A to B. Stop looking for the grass to be greener on the other side. Guess what? It's not. There's crabgrass over there just like it was crabgrass in your lawn. Okay? If you need some fertilizer, you need some fertilizer. Also understand that occasionally you're going to need some fertilizer to grow. And what's fertilizer? It's S-H-I-T. If that fertilizer is going to help your lawn become greener, then it's a beautiful thing, but you're putting it on your lawn. Well, in life, you're going to go through a lot of S-H-I-T. Understand that that stuff is going to grow you. It's going to develop you. It's going to make you what you want it to be. It's going to help make your roots rich, and it's going to help to oxygenize your body, your mind, your soul, and your spirit. Understand that if you and the person that you're with are truly meant to be, or if you truly love each other, care for each other, and like each other enough, then you can become everything that everybody says that you couldn't possibly become. Why? Because you want to do it. First off, we're human beings. There is no soul or no power on earth more powerful than a human mind and a human heart that wants to do certain things. All you need is the desire. All you've got to do is be hungry enough and understand that reality is reality and you can't change that. So if the two of you are on the same sheet of music in the sense that you want to be together, you want to be happy together, and you want what's best for each other, then you'll do that. It's really that simple. You'll do that. So, ladies and gentlemen, I don't want to take up too much time. All I want you to do is please remember that yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery, but today is a gift, and that's why they call it the present. Again, yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery, but today is a gift. That's why they call it the present. So guard your mind, guard your life, and let's make today the gift that it is. Let's make it the present that it is. Let's treat each day as if we will not have another. Think of it. When you're at the end of your life, you wish you had one more day, one more hour, just 10 more minutes. You wish you could make a phone call that you can't make. Don't wait till then. Make it now. Don't wait till it's the end. Do it now. It doesn't matter if the other person isn't going to do it. You do it. Doesn't matter what the other person thinks. It's what you think that matters, as long as you're not trying to hurt another human being. All right? You want a hug? Get a hug. All right? Don't sexually harass anybody. Don't get me wrong. But anyway, you want a hug? Get a hug. You love somebody? Tell them you love them. Tell them you care. You want to do some things? You got some dreams? Go ahead and live those dreams. Because guess what? You not living your dreams is going to make somebody that doesn't even know you have those dreams miserable. Why? Because you're going to keep looking back at the things you didn't do and being upset, mad, and pissed off. And in the end, who's going to lose? Every single person around you, not just you. So let's take action. Let's move forward. Again, this is Zurian with the Zurian Show, and I want to thank everybody for giving me your time and your patience. And go ahead and give that 100%. Stop trying to meet somebody halfway. Because if both of you are only given 50%, and then from there you probably take away another 50, that means together the most you're doing is 80. 80 isn't going to get you across the hill. All right? 40-40 is not going to get you 100, especially since both of you are looking for 100. So what do? You both give 100%, and then in the end you got 200 plus in the end. And are you going to win? Yes, you're going to win. Are you going to be happy? Yes, you're going to be happy. Are you going to do and live the way that other people wish they could? Yes. So, again,
thank you very much.
And have a great and wonderful day. And for all of you guys that are listening, I'm actually looking at some of you right now. Thank you. Take care.